Sarah Young, or as some know me, Spike, from Spike of All Trades. And this is the first episode of many about creativity and what it means truly to be creative, and what we can do to enhance or find or hone our creative impulse. Now, I just want to clear up a few things about what creativity is. Creativity is your ability to imagine something that has not been there before. So creativity is your ability to solve a problem in a unique way. Creativity is your ability to make something that solves a problem for people or just for yourself. Creativity, in short, is really your ability to not only dream into the unimaginable, but also to make manifest what the unimaginable is. Wow, that was a hard word for me to say this morning, I guess. So anyway, today I'm just going to be introducing, you know, what I'll be talking about on this podcast, and I'll be talking to different people I know who are creative. Artists, chefs, musicians, probably accountants. I hope you caught that. You know, I think that it's a joke, but the reality for me is that, you know, creativity is not something that only artists and musicians and actors and, you know, this, it's not something that only create, you know, the arts people do. Creativity is something that we're all born with. And one of the things that I like to tell people is that there, you know, many studies and many research statistics saying that we're all born with the creative impulse. We're all born with creative abilities. You know, there's a NASA study that measured this. And what they also measured is that contemporary Western schooling trains us out of our creativity. Because basically what school does is, or it was created to make factory workers and to create a docile and subservient workforce. And it really hasn't changed much since it was created all those years ago by, you know, Rockefeller and Ford and all the guys who had, kind of carved out their own path, to keep other people from doing that and competing with them, they decided to put kids in school and train them to ask permission to speak up, ask permission to go to the bathroom, and generally train them to behave in a way where they were waiting for the group's acknowledgement or the group's permission for them to do whatever they needed to do. And that's where we are now. And that's why there's a creativity problem right now in the workforce, is that, you know, we've been trained to be a docile workforce. And so when managers and owners want creativity, it's very hard to get that in an atmosphere or an environment that's, you know, created and curated with fear. Because no matter where you are, fear is the enemy of creativity. Creativity is about, you know, risking. So many of our Nobel laureates in science are Nobel laureates in science because they were able to innovate and create and simultaneously ignore people who laughed at them. Ignore the people who said it couldn't be done. I mean, it takes a certain amount of resilience to truly make something new. And while people will tell you there's nothing new under the sun or everything's already been done, it's not true. And we see that almost every day. So no matter who you are, if you're, you know, in your 20s or in your 80s, if you're a teenager, it doesn't really matter. You were born with a special kind of creativity that this world needs. And I'll tell you why the world needs it, and all I have to do is let you know and point to the recent disasters in our political sphere. You know, we're all being lied to by a group of people who want to keep control and keep the power and keep the wealth. And no matter what side you're on, we're being trained to fight each other. You know, because that's how they're going to keep control. They're, you know, as long as the very top upper class maintains control by keeping us at odds with each other, you know, that, I mean, that's part of our schooling, really, is, you know, not questioning authority. You know, if you question authority, you get in trouble in school. And it's bred into us, you know, throughout our Western schooling. So the point of this particular initial podcast is to let all of you parents know that if your children are having a hard time with online learning, it is because they've been trained to be in a classroom setting where they need the environment in order to have permission to learn. They need the stimulation that environment requires, and sitting alone at a desk in front of a computer is hard for adults to do. So expecting children to sit for 6 or 8 hours a day and be engaged in a Zoom meeting for class, when they have been socialized to learn in a classroom situation, well, that would be a tough pill for anyone to swallow. And what I've been telling parents who I work with is, I say, you know, this is a perfect opportunity to teach your child that you should not be figuring out how you fit into the system. You should be figuring out how the system can serve you. So instead of making sure you get an A in every class, it is, you know, maybe the classes you're not interested in, maybe the classes that don't really like inspire you, maybe you should be using your time to figure out what does inspire you. You know, what do you like? Follow the path that leads you to what you're interested in. Because the reality is that the midlife crisis happens because we have been trained into believing that money is what inspires us. And in the end, the people with a lot of money who have, you know, sacrificed the passion and the interests they had as a child, those aren't happy people. They just have money. And so the best I can tell parents and the best I can tell you, if you're listening, is to take this time to let your child know that it's not the system that has to be, placated. It's the individual. And this is a perfect time in history to really take control, have kids take control of their destinies. Children know better what they need and what they want than any adult does. You know, I've taught kids for over 20 years, and I have taught kids in all different kinds of environments. And the one thing I can tell you is that children learn better, do better, and create more interesting and wonderful things when they're allowed to follow what excites them. And if you can teach your child to follow with a tenacious spirit what excites them, they'll never want for anything in their adult life. They'll be happy, they'll be fulfilled, they'll have enough money to live on, and they won't have a midlife crisis where they're questioning, you know, oh my God, what have I done? How did I get here? You know, the old Talking Head song that we all know so well, us Generation Xers. So yeah, that's my first episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I'll be talking about creativity and what it means and how we can use it. And yeah, thanks for joining in, and I will see you next time.